This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
If you've driven it, you'll remember the breathtaking views. But over the weekend, they were urging drivers to stay away from California's Scenic Highway 1 along the Central Coast after a section of it collapsed during a storm. The AP's Jennifer King.
Chunks of asphalt from Highway 1 tumbled into the Pacific Ocean in a section north of Big Sur and about 17 miles south of Monterey near Rocky Creek Bridge. Engineers had to close the highway temporarily to assess the damage, and the San Francisco Chronicle reports that some stranded motorists slept in their cars overnight or sheltered at the Big Sur Lodge. Caltrans is advising drivers to avoid the area over the coming days as crews shore up the highway. The scenic road has seen frequent closures due to collapses, mud flows, and rock slides during severe weather. I'm Jennifer King.
Speaking of driving, there are millions of recalled Hyundai and Kia vehicles with a dangerous defect still on the road. The AP's Julie Walker has this.
In September, Hyundai and Kia issued a recall of 3.4 million of its vehicles with an ominous warning. They should be parked outdoors away from buildings because they risked catching fire, whether the engines were on or off. 6 months later, most remain on the road unrepaired. Hyundai and Kia acknowledge little hope of fixing most of the affected vehicles until June or later because of a parts issue. Recalled models include Santa Fe, Elantra, Sportage, and Forte from 2010 through 2017. I'm Julie Walker.
Dive teams were in the river Sunday in Baltimore surveying parts of that bridge that collapsed when a cargo ship hit it. They were also checking on the ship to make sure it can be safely floated away once the wreckage is lifted. Israel withdrew from a Gaza hospital this morning after a two-week raid. It said it killed hundreds of militants. This is AP News. Now to the pro basketball team in Iraq, counting on an American to help lead them to a championship. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this.
A pro basketball team in Iraq is owned by a paramilitary group, and some of its forces recently attacked American troops. But this hostility toward Uncle Sam has its limits. The team is banking on a high-scoring American to help lead them to a championship win. Like many former U.S. college basketball players, 27-year-old Uchenna Ireegbu of Sacramento has taken his talents abroad, excelling on teams in Nigeria and Qatar. Now he is in Baghdad, just in time for the Iraqi Basketball Super League playoffs. From a basketball perspective, signing Ireegbu is a no-brainer. He's led Qatar's league in scoring. Politically, it's a little bit more complicated. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.